April 2014 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants. It is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2014 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: The Atonement and Covenants. Making and keeping sacred covenants yokes us to and with the Lord Jesus Christ. In essence, the Savior is beckoning us to rely upon and pull together with Him, even though our best efforts are not equal to and cannot be compared with His, as we trust in and pull our load with Him during the journey of mortality, truly His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Covenants received and honored with integrity and ordinances performed by proper priesthood authority are necessary to receive all of the blessings made available through the atonement of Jesus Christ. For in the ordinances of the priesthood, the power of godliness is manifest unto men and women in the flesh, including the blessings of the atonement. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, Verses 20 and 21. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Bear Up Their Burdens with Ease, Ensign, May 2014, page 88. Note: Learn more about strengthening your testimony of the atonement of Jesus Christ at lds.org/go/testimony-e914. Learn about the covenants God offers us at lds.org/go/covenants-e914. Prophetic Promise: Gratitude. We can choose to be grateful, no matter what. This type of gratitude transcends whatever is happening around us. It surpasses disappointment, discouragement, and despair. It blooms just as beautifully in the icy landscape of winter as it does in the pleasant warmth of summer. In pain, we can glory in Christ's atonement. In the cold of bitter sorrow, we can experience the closeness and warmth of heaven's embrace. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, Grateful in Any Circumstances, Ensign, May 2014, page 75. Find ways to improve your study of conference addresses at lds.org/go/study-e914.
Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your May 2014 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. How can I defend my beliefs with courtesy and compassion? Find out at lds.org/go/Holland-E914 or see Jeffrey R. Holland, The Cost and Blessings of Discipleship, page 6. How can the atonement of Jesus Christ help us become a powerful source for sharing truth? Find out at lds.org/go/Scott-E914 or see Richard G. Scott, I Have Given You an Example, page 32. Making a covenant path chart for your family. This simple exercise assisted Lisa and me in fulfilling our role to help each member of our family along the covenant path with an action plan for each of them. Bishop Gary E. Stevenson, Presiding Bishop, Your 4 Minutes, page 86. 1. Make 2 columns on a piece of paper, Name and Plan for Next or Needful Ordinance. 2. List each family member who needs to be baptized, be ordained to the priesthood, receive the temple endowment, or be sealed. 3. Have family discussions, present family home evening lessons, or make other preparations for receiving essential ordinances in your family. Protection from pornography. How do we protect our children and youth? The greatest filter in the world, the only one that will ultimately work is the personal internal filter that comes from a deep and abiding testimony of our Heavenly Father's love and our Savior's atoning sacrifice for each one of us. I must testify of the blessings of daily scripture study and prayer and weekly family home evening. These are the very practices that can help take away stress, give direction to our lives, and add protection to our homes. Linda S. Reeves, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, Protection from Pornography, A Christ-Focused Home, Ensign, May 2014, pages 16 and 17. Find help for individuals and families in overcoming pornography at lds.org/go/overcome-E914. To read, watch, listen to, or share general conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of April 2014 Conference Notebook.